Yo, yo.
You're on. You don't even have to do a mic check this time.
I'm always like...
It's working.
Mic conscious.
This is subjectively objective.
91.5.
Oh, just cut me off.
Sorry. 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. You want to turn that music down a bit?
Yeah, turn it down.
All right.
We got a jam-packed show. We're going to talk some footy.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of soccer to talk about.
A lot of.
Fort Knox from Ski Cops. He's going to come in a little later. We're going to talk about some new songs.
Did he text
you back? No, but we're just going to assume he's coming.
Flake!
He came last time. We've got new tracks from people like Frank Ocean, Lord, Fleet Foxes.
Pierce.
First Aid Kit.
Pierce.
Pierce Devlin.
No, Pierce. It's, what? It's Lorde.
Oh. There's an accent?
No, I don't know.
I should have known. I forgot she was French. Well, anyway, we're going to review, talk about those new songs that came out in the past week or two. Yeah. And then we're going to finish off with some personal favorites. Just a couple of songs Steven and I chose to close it out. Steven's trying to log into my laptop, which has...
a one-letter password.
Which has a one-letter password. Yeah, you gotta be quick. But it's sneaky. You'll never know what it is. All right. I'm going to give credit where credit's due. Steven's Chelsea beat my Manchester United.
Oh, yeah. FA Cup action. Chelsea won. Manchester United, nil.
Nil. All right.
A great game.
It was a good game. Here's what I'm going to say. Chelsea is really good. Best team. They're going to win the Premier League. N'Golo Kante, best midfielder in the Premier League, arguably the world right now. I have to agree with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But Man United put up a great fight. And this was actually...
amazing.
A really good sign for
Amazing. Manchester United proved that they're the second best team in the Premier League. And that when they...
Hot take that I agree with.
When they go to the Champions League next year, which I think they will, I think they'll finish top four, knock on wood. I want them to.
This is crazy. Look at us.
I know. Like, this is so the most we've agreed about soccer. I am sick of Arsenal. Okay? I'm sick of Arsenal.
Arsenal doesn't even deserve that
anymore.
They don't
deserve it anymore.
They should get fifth.
City doesn't deserve it anymore either. Yeah. City
Arsenal should want to get fifth. You know why?
Why?
Then they're going to get rid of Wenger, which is something they honestly need unless they're okay with just getting this boring fourth place every year.
We've never been on the same page about soccer. Wenger needs to go.
Who thought Chelsea beating Man U would have brought us together?
Chelsea is the best team in the Premier League, but for me, and I'm a huge Chelsea fan, it decorates my Chelsea paraphernalia, decorates my room. Manchester United is the most admirable team in the Premier League. They put up a huge fight.
That is a nice
They
sound.
Are rising. They're going to be so good. And this is the Mourinho effect. You know, they're going to do okay this season, probably finish fourth and third. Bang, they're going to win the league next. I'm telling you, United is good. Chelsea and United next year in Champions League play.
Back
watch
to
out.
Early 2000s.
Watch
the best,
out.
The best, my favorite rivalry.
Yeah, that was the best final. John Terry's penalties.
This is my favorite rivalry.
Yo, it's so
up.
Good. It's so
Chelsea
good.
Chelsea Man U is the most fun.
It's two classy teams. I have the this season, I usually attack Manchester United. I hate Manchester United. This season, it's all respect. Like, it's a quintessential example of a team, like, figuring it out. And they'll figure out and they'll do well. Where Arsenal just is classless. Do you agree? They're classless. They're awful.
I think
terrible.
I don't think anything is looking good for Arsenal right now. Alexis Sanchez, Mesut Ozil are having contract problems.
Yeah. Well, Mesut Ozil is going to dip.
Honestly, they could
no,
dip.
No, he's done.
Wenger on the fence, honestly. So, Arsenal... Honestly, it's not looking too good for them. It's looking pretty good for Tottenham.
I
think Tottenham is a very... It's like Southampton looking, but they're doing it actually correctly. It's looking good.
Tottenham is the... I was about to say Tottenhampton.
Tottenhampton.
Tottenham is the second best team in the Premier League this season.
Ooh.
Yes.
But I thought you just said Man U was.
No, Man U... I mean, they'll finish second. Man U's the second best team, in my opinion, but there's too much of a deficit they've created from starting off sloppy.
Sure.
Where I think that... I think it'll be Chelsea, Tottenham, United.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I could actually agree with that. We also have some... We had some really insane Champions League games...
Sorry,
week.
I'm looking up the table right now.
No,
that's
you're
why.
Good. We could just...
Premier.
Yeah, so this week, there were at least three good Champions League games to talk about. I mean, I caught the Leicester-Sevilla game, which was bonkers. Just absolutely nuts, the fact that Leicester is getting through. Did you see it?
Yeah, that game was incredible. so much pressure from Leicester, and people were shocked that Leicester got. I mean, I thought Sevilla was going to win.
Yeah,
me too. They hit the post like three times.
Yeah.
You see that one shot? I forget who. Oh, and then shot. Samir Nasri's freaking red card. I love. Okay. People hate Samir Nasri. You probably hate him, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I actually liked what he was doing.
Really?
I didn't like it.
You think
it.
He's a good player?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Remember him on Arsenal?
Yep.
I mean, good is an understatement. Like, he was disgusting. He kind of fell off on City. He just didn't fit the bill.
Unfortunate.
He didn't fit the system. And unfortunately, those were in the, like, prime years of his career. So if you go to a club that you're not going to fit the system in, but you're in your late 20s, like, you're in trouble. You're going to...
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a bad...
That happens a couple of Arsenal players to Man City. We saw Sanya.
Yeah.
Not, like, he's fine. He's getting a lot of playing time, but you know.
Yeah.
It's just Man City's weird choices to get all these, like, kind of almost out of their prime Arsenal players.
Yeah. I think that, like, City is so weirdly like, Pep Guardiola is a great manager, but I just...
It's looking weird.
It's weird. He's experimenting. Why do you think City's doing poorly? I mean, they've been doing poorly in the Prem of late, and they're not poorly. They're in third, but like, by the way, the Premier League table reads Chelsea, 66 points, 10 points clear of Tottenham. That's three wins and a draw. Tottenham's in second. City's in third, both with 56. Tottenham's up on goal differential.
Interesting.
Very tight, like three goal difference.
That is pretty tight.
Liverpool has 1 point below them, which I think don't count Liverpool out. I think Klopp will pull through with like a fourth. I think Liverpool will stay. Arsenal's fifth and dropping, and Man United is only 1 point behind Arsenal. Here's what the matches played are uneven. Man United has played 26 matches, but Chelsea, Tottenham, and City have played 27.
Yeah.
By the way, Liverpool 28.
Does that mean you think Man City is going to drop out from third to sixth?
Here's how I see it.
Because
going.
You have Man U rising up, Liverpool staying.
Yeah, no, I think Arsenal is going to be sixth, and Man City is going to be fifth. And I think that, because United has two more games to play. Let's assume that I'm going to give you worst case scenario, they win and they draw. I don't think they'll lose both. I think they'll win one for sure. Win and a draw.
Okay.
A win and a draw would put them, because remember, the other teams have played their games, would put them in fourth.
Yeah.
From fourth, it's like... Because Liverpool is in fourth with 55 points, but they have 28 games. United has 26 games.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, if United wins both, they're ahead of Liverpool. Or actually, they're tied.
Yeah. So just to get back to the Champions League games, we were talking about Sevilla-Leicester, which was a really great game. Sevilla won the first leg. Leicester, following the game, sacked Ranieri. One of the craziest moments, I would say.
Yeah.
Just like from the year.
Yeah.
It was expected, but very crazy, just to think in retrospect.
Right, right.
And they've been cruising ever since.
Oh, they are in top form. They are in top Premier League form. I think they've won the last two games, right?
Yeah, they've been doing well.
Which, and for bottom division, bottom is, half is team crucial. Is critical.
They could end up sort of around the middle if they really kept this up.
Yeah, they'll finish like 12th or 13th. Yeah,
hopefully. I mean, right now they're closer to... They're a couple points away from relegation, which is crazy to think, but... I think they'll be okay as well.
No, I think they'll be fine. I don't think they're as close as you think. I mean, they're close in terms of points, but they're in 15th.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll be clear. Like Sunderland, I always say that Sunderland wins a relegation battle, but Sunderland is going to lose a relegation battle this year.
Who do you think is going to get relegated as well?
I think it's going to be Sunderland, Middlesbrough, and Crystal Palace.
You think Crystal Palace is going to?
Yeah, I think Hull is going to do better.
Interesting. I think, Middlesbrough is not looking good. They just sacked their manager either today or yesterday. And... I think Crystal Palace is going to, I think, somehow just fight it up a little bit. I think Hull's going to drop down.
Well, Hull's already in relegation.
Oh, okay.
Crystal Palace is the one out.
So I think the
It'll
results
hold.
Are going to stay.
They're going to hold.
I think they're going to hold.
I don't think so, but I mean, like, that's such a hard prediction to make. Yeah.
Also, just wanted to talk about Man City Monaco. You were talking about...
That was the best
They're
game.
Not doing that too well. Yeah. That was insane.
That's my favorite game to talk about right now.
What's going on with Monaco? With all these youngsters?
Well... It's like a good system. It's fast. They're fast. They're just like a really fast team.
They're prolific,
and I could not think of a system that works the best for Falcao. Like, we clearly get the most out of a striker who...
He didn't play in the last game, though, right? He was injured.
No, he was injured. But still, I'm just saying the team in general. They're,
yeah, which
are,
proves
are
even
they
more
went
for
in first in France?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're first in Ligue 1. And they have some of the guys leading the pack are... under the age of 23, most of them are.
I'm going to read you...
Crazy.
Bakayoko, Fabinho, all of them.
Bernardo Silva. He's being looked at by Manu, which makes you wonder what Monaco's going to be like in the next couple of years. Do you think they're going to hold on to the title? Do you think they're going to be able to fight in the next couple of years, or are all those guys just going to leave?
The thing is, there's like a direct success. Direct relationship with success and money in soccer. So I think while some people might leave, Monaco also just like a rich city, and I know that like it seems that like why would that be a factor, but it is.
Yeah.
People want to play in Monaco. It's a nice area. A lot of money invested in the team. Yeah, I think the winning streak they've been on is going to attract, not shy away.
That's interesting. Okay, yeah.
I think what we could see.
You're right. Money talks.
Money talks, and I think that what we could see is. No longer a monopoly in French soccer.
Before it was
PSG, which on paper it should be PSG's the best team. Do you agree?
You're right, yeah.
But all right, this is a good question. My friends and I were talking about this the other day. Who is going to win the Champions League?
Who's going to win the Champions League? These questions are so hard to figure out.
I know.
I don't know. I have a weird feeling Juve is going to make another run. I don't think they're going to win.
They went to the finals.
I think Barca's due for a final. I think the fact that they just proved the impossible means that even if like they reach rock bottom, they'll be able to fight for it.
I don't know. They're struggling hard in their league. You see the past. They're no longer in first. They gave up a huge. There was a 2 or 3 win spread over the past month. And like in the Spanish league, like a 2 win spread, all you gotta do is like win the rest of the games. And it's easy for a team like Barca. They're 3 or 4 good teams in the Spanish league. So essentially you're winning everything. And they lost to 2 mid table teams. And now Madrid's in first.
Which could make you wonder if they're gonna put their focus on the Champions League or not. But I mean, they're due for a Champions League.
It's about time.
I think they can. I don't know.
I do think Barca's going to win, but for another, I just think that they. It has nothing to do with the deficit. I just feel like. I don't know. It's they're going to just shift focus.
Okay.
Yeah.
We also have some Europa League games going on right now.
No, I didn't even. Who's up?
Manchester United's playing FC Rostov. First leg was a 0-0 draw. I don't even remember. But they played on a really bad pitch in Russia. They got the job done technically because now they're back at Old Trafford. They were clearly the superior side. Oh, the first game was 1-1. Sorry. So they got a crucial away goal. So right now, they really wanted to. They could just park the bus and just draw in Old Trafford, which is, I think, very likely. They're 10 minutes in, so we'll see.
I mean, I don't know if that's
The reason they're going to do that is because a couple days ago they just played Chelsea. A few days before they played Rostov the first time. It's the busiest part of their year. So the fact that they could finish 0-0 is very important for this game.
They want to play Champions League ball.
They might as well just win the Europa League this year. They're the best team in the Europa League.
Lyon's good.
Lyon won the first game against Roma 4-2. You saw Memphis Depay's midfield
from
shot.
Midfield.
The craziest part was he did never look up. Did you see that he never looked up?
He did like a trick, got it on the midfield.
And then shot it. Like, he didn't look up during the trick.
He scored 2. He had a brace, right?
Yeah.
And then Lacazette scored.
He must have scored.
Yeah, Lacazette scored. Lacazette's just like... So good. Like,
he should go to Arsenal. I don't know what he's doing.
Oh, yeah, he should go to Arsenal. I'm surprised that Wenger bought another Frenchman.
And I think Griezmann might go to Man U next year, which is like what you're talking about once they
figure
it out.
The Mourinho effect.
Yeah.
It's a Mourinho effect. And they're going to win. And then, like, that's the thing.
Be unstoppable.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. I don't know.
I think Chelsea's going to go so deep in Champions League next year. We just have a perfect setup. They better. I think
English football's sake.
Yeah. It's so bad. Leicester's the only English team that advanced, right?
And they're going to put up a good fight, and then I think within 30 minutes of the first game, they haven't done the draw yet. Whoever it is, though, is a top-notch team,
like,
no matter what happens.
The two worst
Unless
teams.
They get Monaco, which is recent.
Monaco's the only, and still, like, I'd actually play a good team that's out of form than a bad team that's in form, because then you're really screwed.
Yeah.
I would not want to be whoever's playing Monaco just because of the pressure Dortmund advance. How do you think Dortmund's going to do?
Dortmund in the... are you talking about the Champions League?
Yeah.
I think they're going to lose, but I mean, it'd be... I mean, it'd be really nice to see.
Aubameyang's just, oh my God.
The great things that I've been seeing from Pulisic, it's just, it's like surreal.
Surreal.
Marco Reus got hurt. They brought in Christian Pulisic back into the first team. He's been a little bit absent during the year. And he got goal and assist during a crucial second leg when they were down the first leg. This kid is unbelievable.
He's
playing for the U.S. team this week.
Where's he from in the U.S.?
He's from Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Hershey Park.
Just a Pennsylvania kid.
Yeah.
It's crazy. He's actually, like, there's been, like, no inconsistencies, really, knock on wood. But, so I'd love to see him play.
Best United
team. He's going to play a world-class Champions League team in the quarterfinals. Like, he's going to play in one of those games, and it's going to be so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
Did you say best United States player?
Will be.
Yeah, technically right now. I mean, it's so hard to tell.
Who's the striker who went to Stanford?
Jordan Morris. Jordan Morris is on the Sounders. He's very good. But it's so weird to compare because every time I think of all these players, I think of like Jermaine Jones, like Fabian Johnson, these grown men, and then Pulisic on the same team. It just feels weird to say that Pulisic is better. I don't know why. It just feels kind of
like
weird.
Like he needs to earn it. Like there needs to be more time.
It's been a year spell of him playing phenomenal football at the highest level of any U.S. player.
What happened to Julian Green?
He's like, I think he went to a team called Stuttgart.
Stuttgart.
So he's, I think he had a permanent transfer, but I'm not sure on that.
Is he playing?
He's playing, but it's not even nearly the same as Pulisic. You know what I mean? That was a really good spell.
Stuttgart, and
I'm almost positive they're in the second league.
No, they're not. Are they? Oh my God.
Yeah, so he's playing second division German soccer.
Wait, German.
Which is fine, because he's young. However, from what we expected him to be at this level, which would be like a Bayern, maybe using him as a sub on Bayern is what I guess the Americans expected for his career to flourish into. So it's kind of unfortunate for him.
Oh, he is in second division. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
There's not much wrong with second division, but you know, the hype he got, it's a little upsetting.
Do you think he's getting time? I'm going to research
hopefully
this.
He is. But
they're like, first place second division.
So that's good. I mean, the second Bundesliga is not really highly acclaimed. I feel like English second division, like, there's some respect in that. There's some American players there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There are really bad teams in second. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The best teams are Union Berlin, or Stuttgart is one, Union Berlin's two, Hannover's three.
Yeah. So... You know, I mean, he's getting some time.
I don't know.
It's not the same.
I think that's a bust.
Other than that, MLS has just started a couple weeks in. Not much really to report on that. I'm sure you don't really have much, because there's not really much to tell. MLS is very Americanized. So one team could be in 10th and then get in the playoffs the next year.
What is where I haven't even followed? How are the Red Bull doing?
I have some things to report about the Red Bulls. Red Bulls are 2-0, which is kind of surprising. They got rid of Dax McCarty, their captain, like
Dax,
heart and soul of Red Bulls. They traded him to Chicago, and they switched their formation to a 4-2-2-2, which is really ugly. It just like doesn't look appealing because it's just such a gap in the middle.
Oh, you mean a gap on the wings?
It's like 2-2-2. So there's just a hole in the middle.
Oh my God, there's no like hold.
Twos on the wings.
There's like holding midfield, but not like attacking.
There's no
midfield.
Yeah, and Sacha Kljestan, who was the best midfielder in the MLS last year. Center attacking mid, they're putting him at like left wing. It's just very weird. However, it's been working, so I don't really have much to critique yet.
There's only been two games.
Also, a cool thing, Derek Etienne, 20-year-old Haitian international who I played with when we were little, started last week as right striker next to Bradley Wright Phillips.
And how did he play?
Played well. He played 60 minutes. He was pretty like flashy. He was really energetic. He's kind of a fancy, quick winger.
Yeah, he's fast.
And he's a very confident player, I know that. So I think he's doing well. It's just really exciting to see him now start. Other than that, there's not really much to report on the MLS side because it's been two games. Tim Howard was back. Clint Dempsey's going to come back. He had that heart problem for a while.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. My team, Reading, in the second division of England, not looking good. This is the hardest part of the year. They've been playing the top six. the entire time, and they haven't had a win. So they were in third, and now they're down to fifth, and they're about to play sixth place team. And so that will go to fifth. So it's
either hold or drop.
Yeah, my hopes of Reading going up are much smaller now. It doesn't look good. There's no chance of them getting in the top two, which is automatic promotion, and they're not going to get third place. So it just depends on who they play.
Well, third place is a playoff.
Third, fourth, fifth, sixth play in a playoff. One team gets up.
All right, well, whatever. There's a shot.
At that point, yeah, but right now, Fulham is in seventh place, and they are looking good. They have a huge goal differential. Reading's goal differential is zero. I don't know why.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so Reading's kind of holding on to
dear life.
Yeah, like almost for dear life. It's getting close to that. That's pretty much it for
the footy.
Liam, hopefully, will be coming in soon, or Fort Knox. But for now, might as well just get into some new tracks.
Let's hit it.
So, like we said, we had Frank, Laura, and all these new artists with new songs. We're going to start with the new Frank Ocean song, Unexpected Follow, because he just released Blonde. This song is pretty interesting. Let's see what happens.
Chanel. Swimming laps through pool water, eating like I'm underworld. Had my tattoos in Shibuya, police think I'm of the underworld. 12, treat a nigga like he 12. How you looking up to me and talking down? Can't you see I am the big man? God level, I am the I am. Now film it with the drone cam and the pink like Killer Kim.
Zoom on that stick, no way.
I'm so close, I'm on that kill.
Controller on your lower back, yeah, that's the good. Dick will roll the eyes back in the skull. Rolling, you ride, rollin' when you ride, ride to ride. Got one street acting, turned up like some dirty plastic. 2016 burn some discs, 2017 ideas, playing off Walgreens. This a cult, not a click on the net. With a cup in a cup, activist. That's a double edge, it's a knife. And I don't like to fight till I'm fighting. Revenge in the air makes my lungs sick. Chopper in the sky like a gun trick. Clips on clips like Mike. It's really all. I see both sides like Chanel. See on both sides like Chanel. It's really you on my mind. It's really you on my mind. It's really you. It's really you on my mind.
Need both sides of the 12. Need both sides of the L. Free smoke rings in their hell. Sleet snow grind for the well. Whole team diamonds is real. Show them how to shine by themselves. You need a cosign for your hell. I need that to grind on my belt. I know you need to drive for my belt. I know you see the drive in itself. No matte black on the ride cause it's stale. But it's stale. I see both sides like Chanel. I see both sides like Chanel.
My pocket's snug. They can't hold my 7. They ban my Visa. My Amex and MasterCards. I got new money and it's all cash. I got new bags and they all collapse. I rubber band a bunch of $1,000 Delta gift cards. I'm in my baby bar, amazing the cash online unknown. I'm in my baby bar, blazing the dash, got money at home. My pocket snug, they can't hold my 7. They ban my Visa, my Amex and MasterCards. I got new money and it's all cash. I got new bags and they all collapse. I rubber band a bunch of $1,000 Delta gift cards. I'm in my baby bar, amazing the cash online unknown. I'm in my baby bar, blazing the dash, got money at home.
By Frank Ocean.
That was a banger.
I liked it. Yeah. I liked it. It was I thought it fit just really into the vibe of Blonde. It just sounds like one of those songs that could have been on Blonde.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it was supposed to be, and they just, it was like he just decided to release it afterwards, but
it's like he's almost rapping but sort of singing. Yeah. It's like weird, but it's
which
good.
Is cool because Frank honestly is one of the best lyricists.
Yeah, he's good.
In the game right now, and since he's a singer, it's obviously there's not much room for him to flaunt that. And these lyrics are really cool. He kind of, he always does this cool thing. A lot of his songs focus on his sexuality,
mm-hmm.
which is like a huge topic, and obviously a lot of things going on in his mind.
Right.
And he starts off with some cool lines about that. I think, like, I see both sides, like Chanel.
Yeah.
The symbol's Chanel with two C's facing. He's like, he sees both sides.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With
no, it's pretty smart.
I think he said, like, in the first lines, like, my guy looks pretty or something. He says, my guy pretty like a girl. It's just like,
right.
It's cool. It's, yeah, like, it's a cool thing for him to be flaunting and for it to work.
And he's got fight stories to tell. I like that.
Yeah.
He, actually, I have a question. What, I have not heard anything from Odd Future lately.
Odd Future's been kind of
quiet.
Off the loop. I mean, Earl is definitely doing his own thing.
Yeah.
Tyler once tweeted that, like, Odd Future's done. But then he said, like, it's not done. I don't know what you guys are talking about. He's like,
just like, yeah, that's just like him being him. Like,
so they're not broken up, but I don't think they're doing anything collaboratively.
They're just doing their own
thing. Earl's career is in a different path. It's really good. Tyler is, it's debatable.
Like, he's just doing his thing.
He's doing, like, a lot of production. Frank is clearly doing some great stuff.
What about, like, Taco and all those guys?
They're still doing, like, DJ sets and stuff. Yeah. I wish they kind of just meet up again.
Yeah,
they had
too.
A really cool thing going, but then it just kind of became.
There were like two good ones and a bad one. It was like hit and miss. Yeah. But they were good at one point.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, their fan base was horrible.
That's what happened.
It was just like a bunch of like whatever. I'll just be blunt. It was a bunch of like rich white kids who like sported
had
Supreme
something to be rebellious about,
and were like, "Yeah, my parents suck, and like I'm gonna listen to Odd Future."
So that's exactly why Steven and I loved Odd Future. Actually.
Yeah, pretty much. and like it didn't. I don't know. Odd Future just didn't, like, they plateaued, and now they're
in an interesting way.
Yeah,
they really did have like this new just fad that they brought to like mainstream.
No, it was good when it was like skatery rebellion, and then it was bad when like everyone was started sporting Supreme. I hate Supreme.
It became something else. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, we got another song. Do you know the band Real Estate?
No.
Well, Real Estate came out with a new song.
Liam texted me.
Oh, Liam texted you. Is Liam coming? Well,
Can't, dude. Still looking for Morgan's phone.
All right. We're not, Liam, no Fort Knox, but we're still going to keep going. Real Estate is this cool band. They're a lo-fi kind of, not really surf rock, but just kind of alternative indie rock. They're from Ridgewood, New Jersey, which is like 15 minutes from me. They're from my town. My mom works in Ridgewood. And they haven't really had an album in a couple of years, but they just came out with this interesting song. So let's see what you think about it.
Yeah.
So that song is called Stained Glass by Real Estate. Have any like initial thoughts or anything?
We were discussing Richard Branson, so I zoned out.
Richard Branson is really good on this song. He plays some pretty neat guitar riffs.
Uh-huh.
Well, I thought the song was kind of pretty.
I thought the song was pretty. It sounded like Here Comes the Sun in the beginning.
I was like, Yeah, it sounds... They're very, like, in line with Beach Fossils, which is, like, this other, like, lo-fi kind of vibey, like, spacey kind of sounds.
Yeah.
But also beachy and, like, Joy Division influence. I don't really know how else to describe it. But, like, yeah, there was some cool beats, some cool guitar going on. I don't know. I thought it was pretty good.
It's like, yeah, it's like a cookie cutter, good, cute, fun song. I like it. I mean, it was good.
Yeah, and I don't know if they were going for that, so I feel like it was like it was all right.
Yeah. I have a question that is completely unrelated to everything. Have you seen the movie Across the Universe?
No.
We should see it.
Okay. So the next song is one I do want to talk about a lot.
What song is it, buddy?
It's by Lorde. Lorde has a new song.
Lorde. She's French.
No.
She's not?
She's New Zealandic. What do you say? Do you say that?
She's a Kiwi.
New Zealandic?
The proper phrase is a Kiwi.
Yeah, she's a Kiwi. Oh, well, anyway.
She a Kiwi.
Her first song, Greenlight, the first single in 4 years came out, and it was kind of, we talked about it without you because you were busy with your homework. It was like...
That was a low blow.
It was a weird transition. It sounded really mainstream. I know her music is mainstream-oriented, but, like, this sounded pretty mainstream, and I was, like,
disappointed?
Not, yeah, I was disappointed because I was, like, now not excited for the album. However, this song changed my perspective, so I want to see what you think as well. And it changed my perspective not in the way that you would think.
He don't wanna know me, says he made the big mistake of dancing in my storm. Says it was poison, so I guess I'll go home into the arms of the girl that I love, the only love I haven't screwed up. She's so hard to please, but she's a forest fire. I do my best to meet her demands, play a romance, we slow dance in the living room, but all that a stranger would see is one girl swaying alone, stroking a cheek. They say you're a little much for me. You're a liability. You're a little much for me. So they pull back, make other plans. I understand, I'm a liability. Get you wild, make you leave. I'm a little much for everyone. The truth is, I am a toy that people enjoy till all of the tricks don't work anymore. And then they are bored of me. I know that it's exciting running through the night, but every perfect summer's eating me alive until you're gone. Better on my own, they say. You're a little much for me. You're a liability. You're a little much for me. So they pull back, make other plans. I understand, I'm a liability. Get you wild, make you leave. I'm a little much for everyone. They're gonna watch me disappear into the sun. You're all gonna watch me disappear into the sun.
That was Liability by Lorde. So
that was good. It wasn't like great, but it was good enough. Like it seemed like it had complex musical aspects to it. Like it wasn't like a sellout song. So Yeah. I'm going to say Redemption.
Yeah, I agree. So if this song was in context, this song is really important. That's why I'm happy about it. But out of context, it doesn't really catch my ear that much. And like what I mean by that is the first song she released was very mainstream and a tiny bit different than her original stuff. So I was kind of wondering what direction she was going. And this just took a completely different turn, which means that you don't really know what you're going to expect on the album.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
That's fair.
So now my hope back in the album is like more alive. I am like more intrigued because of this different sound. It's like it's like a good ballad. It's the piano is very simple, but her lyrics are cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's like... Yep. It's pretty personal about herself. So in context, really good. Out of context, it's decent. So we got a couple more songs. There's another new song that we're playing by Fleet Foxes. And after that, we have one more new song, and then the rest will just be classics that we have chosen. So Fleet Foxes has this new song, and it's a pretty heavy one.
Call to me, and is all that I.
song is called 3rd of May. And then slash a foreign word, Udaigaharach.
I'll read it.
It looks Icelandic. But I don't, I wouldn't count
Udaigahara.
Good job. So that song's cool. It was all over the place. It was like, Steven made the best comparison. It kind of sounded like Flaming Lips, but more folky.
It's a folky Wayne Coyne. Wayne Bridge.
Wayne Bridge. He was on Chelsea.
Wayne Coyne.
Wayne Bridge was on Chelsea.
I'm confusing my Wayne.
John Terry got with his wife. And that's what, okay. last song.
Oh, no. What have I done?
Yeah, last song. This song might be the best of the week, in my opinion. So I'm excited to see what Steven says.
Because I like this band.
This band is First Aid Kit, Swedish sisters. Usually a little bit more folky, I think.
Mm-hmm.
This song is powerful. The lyrics
are
unbelievable.
Good.
Yeah, you're in for a treat. The Problem Here by First Aid Kit.
That was
that was heavy.
Loaded.
That was heavy.
It's very loaded.
The lyrics, they're just so blatant. Like there's nothing hiding what they're trying to say.
No, the message is clear. The delivery is swift.
It was loud.
Loud.
That's
poised.
Not how liquor
cunning.
Works.
That's not how liquor works, yeah.
It was good. That was a powerful
10
song.
10 out of 10. All right. 12 out of 10. All
right. We're done with the new songs.
Let's go oldies right now. Rattle them off.
Here comes Steven's song that he chose. Portugal, The Man.
Your mama's got nothing on me. Your daddy's got nothing on me. And the world that sleeps in its lunacy has got nothing on me. No stars got nothing on me. Your sun's got nothing on me. And the fool who sees it's the thief that leads got nothing on me. You know it's not because the light here gets brighter.
Evil Friends by Portugal the Man. Steven, hit us with a PSA.
All right, numbers to think about. I'm going to rattle this one off quickly because PSA is for me. This is a PSA brought to you by 91.5 WMFO. Some numbers to think about. The United States is less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending.
It's crazy.
That was a PSA.
All right, do you want to play one or two more songs?
Depends.
We've got like a couple minutes.
Oh no, we've got like 8 minutes. We're playing both songs.
All right,
let's go.
This is let's just check out right now.
Right now, yeah. This is Stevie H checking out.
This is Pierce Devlin. You're listening to Subjectively Objective on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Medford Freeform Radio.
Let's hit it.